You have a Father. You're part of the body of Christ, where two or three are gathered together in my name. His nature, love, his character, caring and compassion, his personality.
Welcome to The Healing Word, a radio ministry of the Largo Community Church. Here's Pastor Jack Morris with today's message that will grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus.
We're in the series entitled A New Level of Prayer. We're in the sixth chapter of Matthew, where Jesus answered the request when the disciples asked him, teach us to pray. Today we're looking at verse 11. Give us today our daily bread. God wants to take care of us, body, soul, and spirit. He saved us by his grace, forgave our sins, but he also takes care of us physically, mentally, socially, and in every way. Friend, he really cares for you, and he wants to help you. He cares for his people. You're a child of God. Believe the Lord and allow him to come to you in your area of need. He will do great and mighty things for you. Come with me into the sanctuary. I have a lot to share with you today. I'm so anxious to get going because I know you're going to be blessed and helped. Come with me into the sanctuary at the Largo Community Church and hear the message that will help you with your physical needs as well as your spiritual needs. The title of the message, Every Need He Supplies. I started a series of sermons entitled A New Level of Prayer. That's what I titled the first message, A New Level of Prayer, but all of them come under that heading, A New Level of Prayer. The first one, A New Level of Prayer, that's what I looked at, three words. If you keep your Bible open now to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, just follow along because not all of it is going to be on the screen, but I'm going to need you to follow along. If you are to reach this new level of prayer, here's one of the messages that's going to help you, elevate you, and motivate you to seek God more earnestly than you've ever perhaps sought him before. It's doing it for me. I'm sure it'll do it for you also. So the first message was entitled, A New Level of Prayer. The first three words of the prayer, Our Father, Heaven, Our Father in Heaven. That was the sermon outline. Now, look at those three words, Our Father in Heaven. Jesus gave this prayer. There's no teacher like Jesus. He is the teacher. And he chose that very word, our, very, very carefully. So when I'm to pray the Lord's Prayer, I'm to think of what God has done for me, saving my soul, bringing me into the body of Christ, causing me to be part of the family of God, all because of his mercy and grace. Then I went to the word Father, a dad in heaven who loves us, provides for us, answers our prayer, takes care of our need, and I can have an intimate relationship with him. It's the name Jesus gave God. And every time Jesus prayed, he called God Father. And then he turned around and he said, you can pray just like I pray. Do you think of that when you pray, that you're praying exactly like Jesus prayed? Calling God Father in heaven, the God above all gods, the Most High God. And then the second sermon, God be praised. Here was my outline. Hallowed name, your kingdom come, your will be done. You see it there in the scripture? Hallowed, meaning after I know who I am in Christ, saved and my name is written in the book of life, our Father, I'm part of you, you're part of me, we're part of God and God's plan for our lives. We've been transformed by his grace. The very next thing I'm to do now is to praise him. Hallowed be your name. I'm not supposed to go in there and say, God, I need this, I need that, I need the other. I'll get to that. God gets us there in just a few moments. The sermon title, he supplies all our needs. But the first thing I'm to remember is that God was working even while I was asleep, answering my prayer, working in my life, doing great and mighty things. Hallowed be thy name. Now, when I use the word name, it's not a name that by which God is called necessarily. The name means his nature. His nature is love. His character, he's a caring, compassionate God. And his personality, meaning that God is distinct from all others, all other creation, and he supplies my every need according to his riches and glory. He is my God, and his personality is Father, a dad, a heavenly Father. Now, this is not a difficult prayer. It's so very, very easy to learn it and to say it. We pray it here every Sunday morning. But I want to pray just that first part with you and show you just how easy it is to pray that prayer. And I'm asking you to follow along, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, and I'm going to pray just a very short prayer, and I'll more likely interrupt myself and say a few words as I go along, showing you just how easy it is to pray this prayer. So I get down to pray at my bed or in the church or in my car or at the office, and I'm going to pray. And I say, Our Father in heaven, Father, thank you for making me a Christian. Thank you for putting me into the family of God. Thank you that I'm a member of the company of the redeemed. Our Father, you are my Father in heaven. You are my dad. You have an intimate relationship with me. You care for me. You provide for me. You invite me to come to your throne. You're my God in heaven, the God that created the heavens. You see how easy it is? Now I have established myself and my relationship with God and my relationship with you. You see, friend, I can't separate myself from the church and still be in God at the same time. Jesus is the foundation of the church. He's the head of the church. I talked to a person not long ago. They said, oh, I can stay home and worship God. Did you pray? Did you read the Bible? Did you give a tithe offering? No, you stayed home, but you didn't worship the Lord. You just separated yourself, but you're going to heaven that's going to be raptured, where the people of God are going to be raptured. Friend, you're going to be out of place up there because you don't know your place down here. So the very first word is our. I know what God has done for me. Friend, you've got to know what God's done for you, that you have a Father in heaven. Now, watch out. Let's go now to the next line. Hallowed be your name. The very next thing is, I praise him. I praise that name that is above every name. I pray for his kingdom to come into my heart, for Jesus to sit upon the throne of my heart and to rule my life. And he rules it in righteousness, meaning a right relationship, a right connection with him. He rules it in peace, and he rules it in joy. Now, that's been the first two sermons that I preached. Now, I'm going to go to today's sermon, which is the every need being supplied. Now, we've established our relationship with God. We know who we are. We know who he is. We know our connection in the church. We have praised him. We worshiped him. We thanked him for what he's already done. Now I can come with my laundry list and say, God, I need healing. I need salvation. I need help with my finances. I need help with my marriage and my family. Now I can give him that list. But I have established myself and my relationship. It's very vivid and it's very real. I praised him for what he's already done. Now I can go into his presence with my needs. You still with me? Okay. This is what God has done for us. Now, when I finish today's sermon, we're halfway through the Lord's Prayer, but I'm not halfway through the sermon series. I thought I was going to do it in 4 weeks, but I know it's now going to be 5 or 6 weeks. There's just too much here, and God has... This whole sermon, this whole prayer is about just a few words. That's one of the shortest prayers in the Bible, but it encompasses so much information, and it lifts me to a new level of prayer, and I've got to get as much out of it as I can possibly get, and I want to share it with you. So first, we have acknowledged our relationship with God. Secondly, we have praised and worshiped him for what he's already done, and now we're going to look at the second half of the Lord's Prayer. Now, the first half has been about God only. Everything. My relationship with God, God's relationship with me, praising God. It's all been about God. Now, the whole second half is all about me and all about you. In the second half, he talks about, look at these words, verses 11 through 13 is the second half of the prayer. Give us, forgive us, lead us, deliver us. Friend, if you want God to give you something, if you want God to forgive you, if you want God to lead you, if you want God to deliver you, then pray the prayer in the order that Jesus has given it to you. Now, Jesus gave it, and it's clear for me to follow, and I'm going to follow it to the best of my ability, and I know you will do that also. So now we go to point A of today's outline, our need for spiritual life. Notice the second half is all about you and me now. Give us. First it was hymn and praise. Now it's you and me talking to Father because we have some needs. Whatever needs you have today, you talk to Him and He's going to give you that and bless you with a great answer.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message following this important invitation.
Hello, friend. I'm Pastor Jack Morris of the Largo Community Church. You hear me daily on the broadcast entitled The Healing Word. Scripture says in Psalm 107, verse 20, He sent His word and healed them. And I'm believing that you are being healed mentally, spiritually, physically, all because God loves you. He sent His word to bring healing. I would like to send you a free gift that will build your faith. It's entitled The 12 Radical Teachings of Jesus. They're relevant for today and to your need and mine. Call the church office 301-249-2255 or email us at largocc1@aol.com. That's largocc1@aol.com. I'll send it right out to you. It's a 12-panel foldout of the radical teachings of Jesus for this day. Let me just read off a couple of the teachings on each panel. Number one, don't be afraid. Another one, the radical kingdom of God. Another, forgiving those who don't deserve it. And listen to this one, why it's better that Jesus isn't living today. And there's much more. So request your copy. I have a limited supply. I'll be happy to send it out. And friend, if you have a donation that you would like to send, it would be greatly appreciated. You're on my team. I need your help, and I thank God for you. So please consider sending an offering that will help us with the broadcast expense. So call the church office, 301-249-2255, or email us at largocc1@aol.com. That's largocc1@aol.com. God's blessings be upon you. I'm Pastor Jack Morris.
Now, let's rejoin Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
And remember when God called out to you? Hey, do you remember? How can you remember without giving praise to the Lord and giving thanks to God? You're in His house singing choruses and praising the Lord, and He's doing great and wonderful things for you. And it says that He has chosen us just as He chose the Virgin Mary to bring Jesus into the world. He chose you. Now, the angel came to Mary and said, "Hail, you are highly favored." Now, listen to me, friend. Somewhere back there, God came to you because you were highly favored. You were valued by Him. And Jesus and God, the angel spoke to Mary and said, "The Son of God is going to be born in you." Just when you were born again, Jesus was born in you. You're a highly favored, a person that God wants to put grace upon and bring life and joy and peace into your heart. You are highly favored of the Lord. By faith, you receive this gift. Now, let me say something about faith for just a moment. Faith is believing the word of God. Jesus said this, "Except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." We're going to have the communion next Sunday morning. But He was not necessarily talking about the communion service. We eat the flesh and drink the blood of Jesus when we read the word, sing the word, and hear the word preached and believe it. Believe and thou shalt see the glory of God. It's when we believe that we are actually taking in the living Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So right now, you are at the Holy Communion table, even though you're not up here. You're hearing the Word of God, and you're taking it in. Now, if you believe what you're hearing and what you're reading, you are now truly eating the Word of God. That is faith. And as we hear the Word, read the Word, take the Word in, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by eating the Word of God, drinking the blood of the Word of God, taking it in what Jesus has done and rejoicing in Him. This is God's blessing to us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift, it's a gift, it's a gift of God. Just believe what you're hearing and say, thank you for it, Lord, and watch the miracle begin to happen in your life. This is what God is going to do for us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. What's he talking about? Taste. Taste it with my tongue Sunday morning, next Sunday morning? Yes, that's part of it. But right now, I'm tasting the Word of God. I'm actually eating up. Now notice he says, daily, give us day by day our daily bread. Like the manna in the wilderness, they had enough for each day. And the Lord says, you can't stack it up or store it up. You got to take it. Tomorrow there's going to be something new. It's always exciting and new in Jesus when you follow him. This Christian life is dynamic, it's beautiful, and it is exciting to follow the Lord and to pray the prayers that he wants us to pray, because he answers those prayers and the miracles happen in our lives. Now, God wants to help us. Now, notice it says, give us today our daily bread. You see, soul salvation simply is not soul salvation, it's whole salvation. I'm moving now from the spiritual part, I'm going to move into the material. Where you're hurting, where you have needs, now you can take those needs and find healing and wholeness in those needs. The Lord answered prayer for my son. He was completely healed of cancer. My daughter-in-law, 10 years, she's going to have to take medication to keep it from coming back. Now my oldest granddaughter had this growth near her ear. I've talked to her on the phone. They had to go in. We don't know whether it's cancer or not. The doctor won't even talk to my son and daughter-in-law about it, which has us just a little bit concerned. It'll be Wednesday. He's going to sit down with them and talk to them about it. So we're hoping and praying. But they had to cut across a nerve in her ear, which now leaves a sound in her ear. She's only 21 or 22 years old. Now, I don't understand why my son was completely healed. My daughter-in-law is not completely healed. My granddaughter is going through what she's going through. But friend, we have a God who cares for us, who loves us, who hears and answers our prayer. He may not answer it the way we think that we would like it, or the way we have asked him, but he does hear and answer our prayer and moves in wonderful, mysterious ways to bring glory to himself and blessing to us. Now, God wants to take care of your physical needs, your spiritual needs, your financial needs, your relational needs, all of our needs down here on earth, our daily bread. Remember, Jesus fed 5,000 people with 2 loaves and 5 fish. Remember that? He taught them all day long, but he remembered that they were also physical. And we have a tendency to separate our lives into the spiritual part, that's Sunday, and then Monday is our job and career part, and the spiritual and the material. But it's all spiritual. It's all spiritual, whether it's physical or having to do with something in our soul and in our spirit. Remember when Jesus came into this world, how did he come? With a physical body. He loves the body. He loves the soul. And he takes care of the soul, and he also takes care of our bodies. So let's believe and trust the Lord, and he will do great and mighty things for us. And remember, his body was crucified. His body was put in a tomb. Did he ignore his body? His body was also sacred because the third day he went back and he took it up again. And remember this, he's coming again. And he's going to have the same scars that he had when he was crucified in his body. And remember, when he raptures you, he's going to rapture your body. Your body's going to heaven. So pray and believe and take your physical needs, material needs, all your needs to the Lord. He cares for you. In the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I counted out 23 physical body healings. 23. You know, two or three perhaps would have been enough. But there are many more because some of them in those four gospels, they're repeated. But 23 distinct miracles, none of those 23 being repeated. So friend, listen to me today. Whatever your need, you have a Father. You're part of the body of Christ, where two or three are gathered together in my name. His nature, love, his character, caring and compassion, his personality that makes him a Father. When you say in the name of Jesus, it's not just tacking on a person's name that you call that person by. You're thinking of the compassion and the almightiness of a loving God who cares for you so deeply and so greatly. You see, the whole Lord's Prayer is a portrait or a picture of God's love to you. Now, we're going to continue to pray it on Sunday mornings. Our Father who art in heaven, or which art in heaven. We pray it according to the old King James version. We're going to continue to do that. But in your private devotions, I want you to know who you are and establish yourself and your relationship with God, giving him praise, and then you go into your list of prayers. Remember when God made Adam? How did he make Adam? He made a body. He made a body. That's how we all got here, with bodies. And then he breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a soul. So body, soul, and spirit, that's you. And you can go to God for all your needs, whatever your need might be. So the Lord gives us food to eat. He gives us air to breathe. He gives us intelligence, the acumen to hold a job and to make money. Everything you have, a gift from God. We didn't earn anything. We are on the receiving end 100% of the way. This is our God, and this is our Father in Jesus Christ. God, through Jesus, the Most High God, condescended, the God of greatness and the God of grandeur. He comes down to meet our needs, to help us with our trials, our difficulties, our temptations, and all the troubles of life. Jesus is here today. So, friend, I want you to bow with me now. We're going to bow before the Lord. The first thing we're going to do is remember who we are. Do you recognize yourself as part of a family? Can you call God our Father? You don't stay home and say, my Father. It's all right during the week or any other time to pray and say, you're my Father. Yes, you are. But when you say that, you have to remember that he's the Father of all those who love the Lord Jesus Christ and have given themselves to him. And we come together to worship him, to praise him, to thank him. So right now, with your heads bowed, I want you to remember who you are in Christ and what Christ has done for you. If you can't, friend, your prayers are not going to be effectual prayers. And that's why you pray so little, because prayer doesn't mean a whole lot. You're not praying God's way. He wants to lift you to a higher level, but that's your decision. Just as much as it was your decision to get up and come to church today. Remember who you are in the Lord.
We hope that today's message has been a blessing and has strengthened your faith in God. But before we go, here is Pastor Jack Morris with some concluding thoughts.
Day after day, day by day, God is on our side to bless us, heal us, help us, supply our needs. Whatever your need is, friend, if it's a financial need, relational need, a family need, a marital need, whatever the need is, God comes to bless and to give you daily bread, help and strength in that area of your living. It's been a joy bringing the message to you. I'm so glad you were here to hear it and to be blessed by it. Friend, we're going to a new level, a higher level of prayer. Believe God and receive the blessing of the Lord.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow at this same time for another edition of The Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.